Now, I've just shown you why you must redeem the time. Amen. Now I want to show you what to do to redeem the time. What to do. What to do. Number one. Be a man of anakazo. Be a man of what? Anakazo. Be an anakazo servant. Luke 14, 16 to 24. Then said he unto them, and set it a great supper, and bade many, invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. You are the servant in this story, all right? I said you are the servant in this story. Are you not a servant of God? Yes. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Then another said, I bought 5 Mercedes Benzes, and I go to try them. I pray, have me excused. Then the other said, I just married a very beautiful wife, and she really likes attention. So, therefore, I'm going to be with her. I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. But the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and bring in hither the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded. Yet there is room. Say, there's room.
There's room.
Yes. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. My house what? May be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Now, I said that you are the servant in this story. God expects all of us here to have a compelling spirit. That's the spirit of anakazo. That word compel, verse 23, go and compel, is from the Greek word anakazo. To use every forceful means available to bring people to the Lord. Now, me young people have a forceful spirit for soccer, for parties, for useless things. But when it comes to God, it's as though they are getting, mobilizing, making noise, fooling around. You need to have a compelling spirit. The ability to gather people, mobilize people, and pull them to the house of God is something you need to develop. And all of us are part of a branch or a church. And you will find out that there are empty chairs every Sunday in our churches. There are more spaces, there's more room for more souls. Now God is saying that as a servant of God, he's expecting you to be on the highway, be on the street, go to people's homes, bars, go to everywhere where there are people and compel them and accustom them to come in so that God's house may be filled. It takes young people to do that. Yes, it takes young people. Because usually the people you find even on the streets are young people. Yeah. The old people, they are complaining of waist problems, so they are sleeping at home. Yes. yourself busy with the spirit of anakazu. Yes. Become an anakazu servant. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
yes. My brother, what's your name?
It's Alfie, please.
Alfie.
Yes, please.
Yes, Alfie. Which church are you?
MCR Deptford.
Deptford.
Deptford branch.
Yes, Deptford branch. Sit down. God is expecting you to rise up, Alfie, and go out there and compel people. Say, guys, I'm taking you to church. I'm taking you to church. And tell them that, look, I've been like you before. I was a godless boy walking up and down. Until I found Jesus. And what a difference he has made in my life. I don't want you to perish. Follow me to church. I'm coming for you to church. You'll be in church. You'll be there. I'm bringing you to church. Whether you like it or not, like this, my friend Stephen. It was not easy for him. I stood with him, negotiating with him on the car, on the football park. Until I realized that, look, if I don't take care of myself, I'll miss the service. Anakazu. So become an anakazu servant, because this will occupy you. This is how, it's one of the best ways to redeem the time. That you are always busy moving around. Look, when I became born again, this is what I knew. One day my pastor preached a message, and the message was titled, "Do the Work of an Evangelist." I will never forget. So you are not an evangelist, but do the work of an evangelist. That was an advice Paul to Timothy. So I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So every Saturday from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., I'll be on the street, house to house, person to person. Then I started going to schools, secondary schools. I had a very interesting experience. You know, I had gone to a school to ask for permission to meet all the students. And my aim was going to preach to them. I'd never preached to anybody before. That was going to be my first time. So I prepared myself. I memorized scriptures. Scriptures. The mistake I made was that I should have had notes. Because now I don't preach with notes. The notes are in my spirit. But those days, I just had to get notes, but I didn't do that. So the crowd gathered, maybe the size of this crowd. I stood there. Hey, the scripture will not come. And I didn't take a Bible, I didn't take notes. Because I spent the whole week preparing. The scripture will not come. Romans 6:23 will not come. That was actually my main message I was going to preach. I was hot. I stood there. I said, "You people, I came to encourage you to take your study seriously." And I had just finished high school. I was getting ready to university. The whole thing became academic counseling. Yes, I'm telling you, I encouraged them to study this, that, that, that. When I finished, I thanked them for the, and I walked away. I was so sad. I was humbled. But I went again. This time I had my notes. I preached and preached. All of them gave their life to Christ. Yes. Sunday morning, a bus was standing right in front of the school, and I took all of them to church. And every Sunday, I would carry them to church. And I had groups every Sunday. I never went to church alone, never. I don't even know how to do that. I even feel sick. There were times I said, today I'm tired. But as I'm sitting, I said, no, no, no. I will get up, and I'll find myself around the church before my five people are. And it got me occupied all the time. There was no single day. I mean, my wife always says, hey, I used to wonder how you do it. Every Sunday, crowds. I'll bring a whole bus full of students. They are following me. My pastor really used to like me. That's how come I even became his friend. Oh, yes. And most of the people, even recently I went to Dallas. The pastor there was one of my converts. One of our pastors there, yes. You are here, you don't bring anybody to church. Nobody follows you to church. Because you lack the compelling spirit. You lack an akazo. But you are having an akazo today. Starting from this, you show us your spiritual strength by the number of people who are following you to church. Yes. It takes a compelling spirit to become a man of anakazo. Amen. Yes. You got to be aggressive. Do you see people being aggressive to do evil things? Yes. Now, let me show you another powerful key which is also another spirit you must have. It's called biazo. So biazo. Matthew 11 verse 11 and 12. Verily I say unto you, among them that are men, there has never risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. Say, suffereth violence. And the violent taketh it by force. Okay? Suffered violence. That word, suffered violence, is the word biazo. It means forcefulness. Use forcefulness. Force. You yourself must force yourself. Those of us who are timid and lazy, you have to force yourself. You want God to use you. You have to, apart from the spirit of God that is going to be made available, you have to be a forceful person. You need to have the spirit of forcefulness to operate as a Christian, as a vessel of God. Amen.
Amen.
Why biazo? Number one. Without biazo, you can't press into the kingdom of God. Without forcefulness, you can't press into the kingdom of God. Luke 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Every man presseth into it. That word, presseth, is the word biazo. Press. Change the version. Unto John the Baptist, the law of Moses and the message of the prophets were your guide. But now the good news of the kingdom of God is preached, and everyone is eager. Say eager.
Eager,
eager to get in. Without eagerness and forcefulness, you can't press into the kingdom of God. You can't. Amen.
Amen.
You can't. I'm talking about your salvation, you yourself, even your sin. If you are not eager and you are not forceful, before you realize, Charlie, you've missed eternity, oh. Because your laziness and timidity and lack of interest and eagerness in spiritual things will make you become spiritual. And when you become spiritually cold, you attract the spirit of Beelzebub, the lord of flies. It is when the food is cold that the flies come and dance around it And in the realms of the spirit, there is a spirit called Beelzebub, which is called the Lord of Flies. When you are cold, it comes on you. Demons come, they invade you, they take over. And that spirit reduces you to what we call the spirit of Belial. Belial means wetness. Come good for nothing, useless. So, you need Beelzebub to press into the kingdom. Jesus said, anybody who has made it into this kingdom applied Beelzebub. The person pressed, was eager to be in the ministry. You have to be eager. You have to press. Press on. It's not just say, I want to serve God. I'm all out for it. It's not like that. It's easier said than done. You got to press. I'm out of force. You have to force. Yes. Bible says, strive to enter into the straight gate. The gate is so narrow that you have to strive to enter. Force. Because it's a narrow gate. It's a very tiny gate. Strive to enter in at a straight gate. For many are saying, unseen shall not be able. And why would they not be able? Because they won't press. People are not pressing. People are not pressing. That's why we said there's no place for a lazy person in the kingdom. Yes. And in the parable of the talent that we read, you see that the guy was thrown into darkness. Outer darkness was thrown. You can't be here. You can't enter this kingdom. Why? Because of lazy. Lazy. Look at the word. Strive to enter in. Do you think you can enter in lackadaisically? Do you know the word lackadaisical? You're in England, so you should know. Tell someone you need to press. And you are young. You have strength to press. Is that not so? What is the glory of the young? The glory of the young. Strength. Yes. So don't come and tell me that you can't press. Press. Strive. By the grace. Why do you need Beelzebub? Number two. Is the only way to your next level. Yes. It's the only way to your next level. Between where you are and where you are supposed to be, you will need Beelzebub. Jesus moved into the next step of ministry by going to wait on the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. After he was baptized, he knew that the next step forward was to go and wait on God for 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. Do you think it was easy? But he has to force. He has to force. And forced to overcome temptations. Afterwards, the devil came and tempted him. You need forcefulness to carry out certain things, to pray. Pray, to carry yourselves. I'm going to pray. I'm going to wait on God. We just move to the next step of your life and your ministry. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He said, I need to move on to the next level of my life and ministry. How am I going to do it? Verse 14, I press toward. I'm pressing. That word press is the word Beelzebub. I press toward the man for the price of the high calling of God. There's a high calling of God for you. And until you press, you will never attain it. Yes. Some of you are not pastors. The next step forward is for you to become a pastor. Between where you are and becoming a pastor, if you are not forceful, there are 5 books to write exams on, in case you don't know. And some of the books are thick. The Art of Leadership. It's a thick book. You have to write exams on it and pass. If you are not forceful, you said that we want you to become a pastor, but it's not working. Yes. And then you need to have 15 members. Is that Philip Eisen? 15 members. To be able to gather 50 members that you bring them to church every Sunday. Every Sunday. These are not small achievements. So when you don't press, that's what Paul says, press forward for the mark of the high calling. Because no matter where you are, there's something higher. There's a higher calling. There's something higher than what you are doing. And God wants to take you to the next step. That's why the Biazo is the next step. Is what you need for the next step. Is the key to your next step forward. You got to press. You got to press. You got to press. Be forceful. You can't be dilly-dallying in church. You can't be just there timidly. You are not making any effort. A young man, you have brains and intelligence. You cannot study mega church and pass. Out of shepherding. What's the name? Out of leadership. Transform your pastoral ministry. You can't study. You can't press. What it means to be a shepherd. You can't press to pass all these exams. You organize 15 people. 15 people. Loyalty and disloyalty. Maybe you have even passed all. Now what is left with that? Have 15 souls. 15 members. These are your souls that you, out of your spiritual loins, you gave birth to them. 15 of them. How can you not have 15? After you have come for a camp like this, sat under such great anointing, you live here, you cannot mobilize 15 people every Sunday. How can that be? It's because you are not pressing. You are watching movies. Netflix. Series. Playing games. FIFA, PS5, FIFA. And you are sitting there for hours. And you are playing. How does it help you? How does it help you? And you have become so addicted that you don't have time for any important thing apart from playing games. Brethren, I count myself, but one thing I do, forgetting about those things which are past, stop living in your past glory. Yes. And rather now press forward. Something better. You were not a Christian, now you are a Christian. You are struggling with sin. By the grace of God, you have overcome. Now become a shepherd. Now after you become a shepherd, there's something bigger. Become a minister shepherd. After you become a minister shepherd, there's something bigger. Become a pastor. After you become a pastor, there's something bigger. Become a reverend minister. After you become a reverend minister, become a bishop. Self-supporting bishop. Overseer. Yes. Have you seen how far you are? Yes. From being a serious Christian to become a shepherd, a minister shepherd, and then a shepherd, a pastor, and then a reverend minister, and now a bishop. It takes pressing, working hard, being at it. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand why you need Biazo? Number one is what? What's the first reason? Without Biazo, you cannot press into the kingdom of God. And number two, Biazo is the only way to your next, yes, to your next level. You need Biazo to overcome difficult situations and problems. Difficult what? Situations and problems. Do you have problems in your life? Do you have difficult situations in your life, in your ministry? I have good news. You need Biazo. Revelation chapter 18. Verse 21. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence. Say, thus with violence. That word violence is the word biazo. Shall that great sea be thrown down and shall be found no more at all? With biazo, shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all? That was an impossible situation. Great city Babylon can be thrown down and be found no more at all? Is that going to say that you are going to throw down America or the Kremlin or Washington D.C. House? You are going to throw it down. Have you watched that movie for White House Down? And then Columbus has fallen. And then another one that was Olympus has fallen. London has fallen. Yes. That's how it is. But you see, to achieve that, he said you need biazo. Biazo. You got to be forceful and be a word presser and put pressure on the enemy until he gives up. Yes. Some of you, the kind of problems you have in your life, the addictions in your life, it's not a joke. It will get worse. Yes. Without biazo. Create city Babylon. You need spiritual violence. Spiritual what?
Violence.
Violence. To throw down. To bring down certain demonic altars and demonic covenants that are in you. You can't pray. Look, you need to have a violent spirit of prayer. Like Jacob. Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. Because he knew what was disturbing his life. His brother was on his way coming. He's coming with his army for him. Here he was, wives and children. He needed something. It was life and death. So he left his family and he went. He was having a retreat. He retreated from his family and was alone. And as he was alone, he saw an angel man or man angel. And said, this is my moment. And he went in violently for him. Held him. Said, hey, Mr. Man, I'm prayed for a change of life. I've been seen as a deceiver, a supplanter, a liar, a trickster. And everybody's against me. Everybody's against me. I know you are a superior being. I know you are not an ordinary being. I know I can feel you. Change the story of my life. He said, please, leave me alone. Leave me alone. He said, I'm not going to leave you. You don't know the person you are dealing with. I'm a biazo man. My name is Mr. Biazo. I don't easily let things go. I am a presser. And I'm an enforcer of blessings and victories. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Then the angel said, give him a kick. He broke his knee. He thought at that time he would let him go. He said, you're a joker. Even when this thing was not broken, I mean, why should I break my feet and let you go? He said, well, you are the type of people, since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. The people are able to possess by force from heaven. They are the ones with the spirit of Biazo. And I can see you. So what is your name? Say, my name is Jacob. Say, from today, I've changed your name spiritually. You are now called Israel. You are going to operate as a prince. And you are going to have power with God. And you're going to have power with all men. You're going to have power, favor with men. Men. That's why Israel had favor with America and Europe and all the other places. Yes, it came because there was a man who saw a problem, who saw a great city called Babylon staring at him, trying to destroy his life, his destiny, and his future. And he rose up in the realms of the spirit and he said, I'm going to be a man of Biazo and I'm going to bring this problem down. It will be something of the past. It will be under my feet. You see, Christians today, they are able to identify a great problem, but they don't know how to deal with it. Fasting and prayer, if you are not a man of Biazo, you can't do it. Yes, you can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. Desperate problems call for desperate measures. Did you hear what I said? I said desperate problems calls for desperate measures. You have to be a desperado in your spirit and fight and throw down that great city Babylon. It is possible for that problem that looks impossible to go. It is possible, it can be possible to bring it down, to put under your feet through the spirit of Biazo. It is possible. It is very possible. It is very possible. Thus, with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Shall be found no more at all. Hey, I had to use this spirit in Mozambique, eh? I went for evangelism for 7 hours. I didn't get even one soul. Because nobody understands English or can speak English. So now, I managed to get someone to help me write some things. So like, I'm coming to preach to you when I come. Hello, can I speak to you for a moment? Posso falar contigo só para momento? Then the person has written it in Portuguese. My name is Frank. What is your name? Meu nome é Frank. Como chama você? And you know your name. I said, I want to speak to you for just some few minutes. But please allow me to finish speaking before you ask any question. Because when I'm speaking and you ask a question, everything I'm coming to say, I'll forget. Then I'll ask you, do you understand? Is it okay? Sim. Hey. Then now, I memorize John 3:16. Wow. Then I'll quote John 3:16. Then I will explain John 3:16. All of that have been written for me in Portuguese, and I've memorized them. So when I meet you and I'm talking, you may think that I'm a Portuguese man. Wow. Then when I finish my short sermon that I've memorized everything, everything is there, even till now. Wow. Then I will say, do you want to give your life to Christ? Then he says, say. All the time he will say yes. Then I say, say this after me. Querido Jesus. Obrigado hoje pela sua palavra. Eu venho a ti como pecador. Eu aceito que muitas coisas erradas, mas peço perdão e tenha misericórdia sobre mim. A partir de most next momento, entrego meu coração a ti, Jesus. Então venha ficar no meu coração como meu Senhor e meu Salvador pessoal. Por favor, Jesus, escreve meu nome no livro da vida. A partir de hoje,
eu sou nascido
do novo. Obrigado, Jesus, por me aceitar. Amém. Biazo. With violence. With forcefulness. I'm pressing to win souls, to have members, to let the mission work, not to let my coming was in vain. After money has been sent to buy ticket, to pay for rent, for me to come and be there, what I needed from my part is to be forceful. Not to be lazy and give excuse that they don't speak Portuguese, they don't speak English, the place is very difficult, the place is well, everywhere is difficult, my brother. You are the one who is not forceful. You are the one without the spirit of biazo. You are the one who gives up so easily. You see a so great city, say that this city there is too strong for me to take for the Lord. No city shall be too strong for you to take for Jesus. With biazo, that great city Babylon shall be thrown down. Shall be thrown down. Nowhere is too strong for us. What you need is a forceful spirit. Forceful spirit. I'm using the word spirit because it's a spirit. It's a spirit to have. Forceful. I'm going to make it work. It must work. It must respond. My efforts will make it respond. The soul should respond. It should work. The church must be built. It must be planted. There must be pastors. There must be disciples. There must be shepherds. It must work. It must work. Shall be thrown down. Shall be found no more. That problem staring at you should not be found anymore. That thing that is trying to dominate over your life, controlling over your life, your destiny, trying to cut destiny anymore. That's why we need an Akazo spirit. Yes. You see, many Christians, they have a serious problem. But even you see the way they are even happy moving around in church. It's like they are not serious. You come to church and dance. When you go home, the problem is waiting for you there. You have to tell yourself, this nonsense must stop. You have to say, this nonsense must stop. It cannot continue. I'm tired of it. I'm going to sentence myself to 3 days of fasting. And I'm going to attack the root of this problem so that I can serve God. That's the kind of spirit you need. Forceful spirit. And just since the days of John the Baptist until now, currently, as I'm even here talking to currently, the King of Heaven suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. The people with biazo spirits, a forceful spirit, they are the ones that will throw down altars, demonic addictions, satanic addictions, sexual addictions, drugs, wickedness, the people who are forced, not people who are just there and it's like they see the problem, it's like they are overwhelmed by the problem. No. You have what it takes. Say, I have what it takes. Say, I have that great city called Babylon. Yes. Yes. It's not easy to throw down a city. But Bible says, with violence, with that spirit, biazo, it is possible. So you need biazo to overcome difficult and impossible situations. Yes. Yes. There was a time in my life, I used to have all night every day because of a problem I was looking at in my family. I couldn't sleep. I used to pray. Every day was all night. And I was a young Christian. When I saw the problems, the curses that were at work, I said, no. Dealt with it for days until I broke through in the realms of the spirit. Yes. And everything changed. The whole family changed. Some of you, you are the angel of your family. Yeah, the destiny of the family depends on you, even though you are young. The nonsense and the curses and the demonic foundation that is fighting against the destinies of people in the family depends on you. So be serious and give yourself to fight and to bring down certain different, impossible situations. Because God is on your side. And with the spirit of biazo, a biazo man, he doesn't give up. He says, you'll be tired before I'm tired. You will give up before I give up. We will fight and fight till you are tired of fighting. But I'm not tired of fighting. You must tell yourself, tell that problem that you are struggling with, that you will be tired before I am tired. You will give up before I give up. Yes. 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 Don't give up. Keep fighting. Rise up in the spirit. Fight on and fight on. Amen. Rise up in the spirit and fight. Yes, and fight. Because the devil is not giving up. He's a relentless enemy. You deal with him, you come back after a season. You deal with him again, you go, you come back after a season. Amen.